On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
That's your inspiration to give us a call right now at 800-520-1067. Let us know why you are fun, what is the funnest thing about you, and why we must have you at the Endless Summer Kegger, also known as the Clam Slam. We are getting together one last time this summer. We'd love you to join us. It's going to be at the Back Bay Amphitheater, Hyatt Regency, Newport Beach on September 3rd. Slightly Stupid will be there to provide some music. We're putting together all of the food, the drinking, and some of the activities that we cannot yet talk about on the air, but from everything behind the scenes, including some limited edition merch that we're talking about bringing. It's going to be a great time, and we'd love you to be there if you're a fan of the show or just want one last good hang. And maybe you had a lame summer. Let's be honest. Summer's winding down. Maybe you didn't do anything that fun, and you're like, this sucks. I look back at summer 2026, and I literally had no fun. I worked the whole time. I didn't travel. It was hot
summer
as balls.
Summer job. Summer's cool.
So whatever it may be, this could be your one last hurrah this summer, and we need you there if you are fun. That's the question. What is fun, Allie? Fun means different things to different people.
Sex, drugs.
Could mean
access
anything.
To things.
We say good morning to Claudia. Why are you fun as we start the search for someone fun to bring to our Endless Summer Kegger at 800-520-1067? What's up, Claudia?
Good morning, Sweet Dibs, guys.
Sweet Dibs.
I'm fun because I'm a hoe.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a good place to start. Certain
you
type,
say a hoe?
Certain type
what
of fun.
What makes you a hoe?
Let's just say I slam the clam.
Oh.
So that means that you will have sex with anybody?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All right. Well, sounds fun enough to me.
All right.
All right. Contest over. Put on the song. We're giving her tickets. Moving on. Jonah, why are you fun? This is the question. What makes you fun? You have like 10 seconds to sell yourself on what is the funnest thing about you. What's up, Jonah?
I like to party. I like to do my fair share of heavy drinking. So I carry a couple of things, primarily my plastic barf bag, a flashlight, a rape whistle. I'm not that guy who will throw up all over your curtains or couch or bushes. Discreetly go somewhere, barf, rinse, repeat, you know?
So wait a minute. You bring with you, you're so fun that you bring with you your own barf bag.
Like on an airplane?
No, just a plastic bag, you know?
Yeah, and then you have it with you. How often when you go out drinking do you end up throwing up?
I tend to black out sometimes. That's what the rape list was for, so yeah, I have to bring the barf bag as well.
So your items you bring with you when you go out to party are a barf bag, a flashlight, and what?
A little whistle, you know, just in case I get lost, I'll blow
a
it.
A whistle.
A rape whistle.
That's a good idea. All right,
that's important.
What's a flashlight for?
This guy sounds fun. Yeah, what is the, hold on. I would assume if he wakes up in the middle of the night somewhere, isn't it, which line was he on? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, Jonah, what is the flashlight for?
Just in case it gets too dark, I don't throw up on your bushes or I don't miss the bag.
Oh, the flashlight is to make sure you puke in your barf
bag.
Oh,
wow, so you're holding a flashlight as you puke into a bag.
That's talent.
That's fun.
I'm a great multitasker.
I think you're a good multitasker, but also you come prepared because you know what to expect of yourself. Mm. You expect fun to happen, maybe some too much fun situations, but you're prepared for them.
Do you think that is, I'm just trying to figure out, does that make him fun or does that make him a liability?
I mean, gosh, remember when he threw up in the bag, but he brought his own flashlight and a rape? I mean, that's the guy you talk about where you're like, this guy is all prepared over there with a bunch of like apocalyptic drunk supplies.
I like the idea of him walking around with like a Batman style utility belt with all of his things on it. I don't touch that. That's my puke bag. I'm gonna need that.
Blackout kit.
I'm gonna need that for later. All right. Well, that's interesting. David, why are you fun? Listen, everyone can be fun for different reasons. Want to make sure there's fun people. What's up, David?
Hey. Two easy reasons. One, I work in the cannabis industry, so I can bring the weed. Two, I play rugby for Santa Monica Rugby Club. you know anything about rugby players, we can drink pretty well and we're always a good time.
Rugby players are drinkers. In fact, I almost think rugby is like an excuse more for the drinking that happens afterwards. Like
they're pretty hardcore, right?
Hardcore, but they will throw. I mean, I've known a few, and
you've known a few rugby players.
Yeah, yeah. We used to work with a rugby player. Was he footy? He was rugby,
that
right?
Was footy.
Deadeyes was footy.
Yeah.
Oh, I take it back.
Yeah.
But he did like to drink.
You think that guy was doing rugby?
Probably not.
That guy's footy.
He was so sickly all the time.
I assume that was one of the effects.
No way.
I thought he had a blood clot because of all the rugby.
Rugby people are like built.
Oh. Well, look, this guy likes to, he works, we're all sides, forget about the rugby thing, guy works in the cannabis industry, so that's a great fun person to know.
And you know, sometimes you can hear fun in the voice. I can hear fun in this guy's voice. It's weathered. It's been through things.
Jackie, why are you?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fun, 800-520-1067. Want to make sure we have fun people with us at the Endless Summer Kegger. What's up?
Hello?
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, yeah, my name's Jackie, and I am a cosplay content creator.
What kind of cosplay?
Mainly I'm a juggalette. I do a lot of clown cosplay, but it's October, so I'm starting my horror content as well.
You're a juggalette?
Yes.
Oh, man, I feel like we need to have a juggalette here. Don't you, Allie? What do
as
you
long
think?
As she has a name tag that says juggalette.
I mean, I think it'll be clear. She's a female juggalo.
Is she willing to provide some foot juice?
My cloud name is Jackpot.
Uh-huh. And,
answer Omar's question about the foot juice.
Yeah.
My foot juice?
Foot juice. All right, hold on. That's Jackie. She's a juggalette. Now, that's interesting. That's a very niche type of fun.
Yeah, and, you know, she obviously plans ahead for the season, so she's gearing up for Halloween, so she has tailored fun depending on the season. I respect that.
Hey, Mark on K-Rock, why do you believe you're fun?
I'm a torta pounder.
Nice.
Oh, man. This guy loves pounding tortas.
Torta.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Should put you in touch with that juggalette we just met a moment ago.
There's probably a few people on this phone line that you could have sex
with. Do you guys all know each other already? I feel like we're now going to your party. What's going on here? Let me say hi to Brendan on K-Rock. You believe you're the most fun. Why?
Yeah, I'm the funnest guy, guys. I can't wait. I got through. I can't wait. I'm a pump. I'm the hype guy over there. I get everyone all pumped up, and during the shows, I just jump around and let everyone know they're having a good time. Everyone loves just to have a great time, right? Endless summer. So I just want to make it the most funnest time.
He's got a good vibe in his voice. He's got a good energy to that voice, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a hype man who's having a little trouble finding his words.
Right.
He's
an illiterate hype man.
Just jump around. Hype.
I like what he's saying. When's the last time you got really excited in life?
Last time I got really excited in life is, what happened? I got a free, what did I get? Oh, I won the lotto. Just like $20 on a scratcher, but man, that $20 came in handy. I was just so excited and just wanted to just, I don't know, I just put it in gas. That wasn't fun, but anyway.
Won the lottery and spent it on gas? Not fun.
Yeah, you got less fun as that call went on, which is too bad because I liked you.
Yeah! Unleaded, please.
Tara, why are you fun?
I'm fine. I always bring the party with me, so I'm that loud friend. I'm always bringing some mushrooms with me,
nice.
Having the drinks. I also just saw Slightly Stupid at the Padres Stadium this year, so huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
Love to party with you guys.
And you would be taking mushrooms.
Of course.
Yeah.
Always.
Uh-huh.
We keep them up.
Yeah. And you will stay the whole time.
Yeah. You might lose me a little bit, but yes, I will stay there.
That person that goes missing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
you do?
It's like, where is this person?
Then
and then they just
again?
Show up again, and yeah. You're like, oh my God, where have you been?
Yeah, hold on. She sounds fun. There's some fun.
The person that randomly gets lost.
I'm getting some funness there. August, it is your month. Why are you fun?
Yo, I'm going to my 10th Dodger game of the season on Sunday with Blind Charlie.
Oh.
Okay. All right, next.
Seems like a seems like a real waste of a seat right there. That's great. Okay, that sounds fun too. For different reasons.
We have somebody on the text line that is a swinger.
Fun. That's a different type of fun.
Different type of fun, but fun.
Karina?
Hi, good morning. Buzz balls, hello. I always keep them in my purse.
I'll bring plenty
of flavors.
Oh, boy.
I will make sure everybody has one at the door. I will make sure that everybody's chugging one.
You have a buzz ball in your purse right now?
I do have a buzz ball in my purse right now.
It's actually an eggnog one. An eggnog?
Eggnog.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Seasonal fun.
All of those are so thick anyway. To have an eggnog one is poor.
Now, this is tough now because there's so many different types of fun people that are calling.
We also have 323 who says that they are a fire performer.
Oh, man.
I want a fire performer at our endless summer event.
That's fun. Hold on. I think Vanessa.
Oh, did they call?
Yes. Her down. Is this Felicia?
Yeah, hi.
Hey,
hi.
What type of fire performer do you mean? Like a pyromaniac or an actual fire performer?
No, like an actual fire. Like I have a fire staff, like a double staff. Like I have a staff. Like it's in my car right now. I take it with me everywhere.
And then you dance around and with like a flaming stick or whatever.
Yeah.
And you would do that if we had a
bow staff, like a martial arts bow staff, but like either end is wicked and you light it on fire.
And do you do tricks like spit fire? Do you put it in your mouth? Like what's your big trick?
Oh, no. I definitely don't spit fire. I will not put lamp fuel in my mouth at all. I can dance with it, and I'm pretty good at it. I can do a lot
of... You queef them fireballs?
Come on!
Yeah,
Allie, I
like what she's doing. I'm sorry that Allie's so... I like what this woman's doing, and I think a fire dancer is definitely an international sign of fun.
I agree.
You're in, Felicia.
Yes.
So, can you bring your fire stick to the party?
I sure will.
Okay. Are we in charge of security?
I don't know.
What?
Probably
Why
not.
Why would they put us in charge of Why security?
Because if we're not, can we get a fire stick in?
Yeah, we'll sneak it in. Can you gerbil that or something?
I mean, no one else can touch the stick but me.
Yeah.
Ooh, hot.
If she walks in like she's using it as a cane, right, then they'll just...
Hello?
Yeah, they'll just...
Oh, it's just a funny clown. Come on in.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Felicia, write down her number. We need to have one of them people there. All right. Well, listen, Vanessa, I hope you got everyone's numbers, because I want to call back most of those people and tell them they're as good as in.
Especially that torta pounder.
Yeah, we got to get that torta pounder. There's going to be tortas we're running around not getting pounded. Need that guy there, for
Who's
sure.
Who's going to be here to pound these ladies?
Just a sampling of what you could run into if you join us at the Endless Summer Kegger here.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.